The Africa Report.
So, Kusi Biya, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abungile and listeners.
Thank you so much once again for joining us. And to you listening at home, this is the Africa Report brought to you by Africa.com. For more on their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Another Oscar moment for Kenya. What is this all about?
Well, filmmaker Judy Kibinge has basically been handpicked by the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Science to join the ranks of voting members. Now, what this means is that she is one of the 774 new members who've been invited to join the Academy's class of 2017. This is because the Oscars committee is basically trying to recover from the Oscars so white controversy that happened the last time. And what they're trying to do is diversify the predominantly white male membership by bringing in different voices, perspectives, and some of those voices are basically African voices. So they'll be looking at some of the movies that come out from Africa, you know, and what she says, she's a filmmaker, and she says why this is great is that it's showing that there's an appetite for new stories, new perspective, and not everything is all cookie cutter. You know, for the past however many years, it's always been the same people dictating what is the best, who determines who acts the best. And now when they open up the space in terms of getting other people to vote, you actually get other people's voices coming through. And you find that sometimes you'll find that even movies that we've never heard of will win spots or awards for certain categories. And now when they bring those people actually make the movies, they actually get now a more true sense of what people are looking at, what they want, and they're hoping that this time will be more representative of, in terms of the audiences that the movies are made for.
And you also talk about how two wheels can change the fortune of African girls.
Yes, now this is basically a new study has shown how the bicycle can basically change the lives of people in rural areas. And the campaign has been focusing on how these two wheels can basically change the lives of girls and women. And how they've been doing this is that they show that it actually makes it easier for them to get to school. So imagine if you're walking 10 kilometers a day going to school, the minute you put in a bicycle, it cuts down your travel time. It also promotes a healthy lifestyle. And some of the girls who've been interviewed in other countries such as Zambia have said that for them, it's actually even made it safer for their commutes, because one girl was saying that she can actually cycle faster than a man can run. And this has, in fact, actually just helped her with regards to reducing the amount of sexual attacks that they face when they're walking in precarious areas. It's also helped them in terms of the woman who basically plows her field and then uses the vegetables for the market. So if she's just done that, she can then cycle to the market to go sell her fruit and vegetables, and she gets there much quicker. So it's basically cutting the time that it takes to do the normal chores. And they've said that, you know, in many parts of the continent, sometimes women aren't viewed as riding bicycles. I think even if you were to think about it in your youth, you wouldn't really imagine your mother or your sisters riding bicycles at an older age. It's always for young boys, young kids, and if it's older, it's older men. So now they're trying to change that narrative that, you know what, you can bring women into this space, and that it actually saves a lot of time for some of the chores and things that they need to do.
So cool. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Tomorrow is another day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.